Tim Sylvester saws away at the trunk of a 3-meter-tall pine tree. It's the culmination of at least half an hour that he, his wife Amy, and their daughter Elsa have spent on a chilly afternoon at the Snickers Gap tree farm, hunting for just the right tree.
Timber!
The Sylvester's son is away at college, but when he comes home, Elsa and Amy say the kids will decorate the tree.
I have one side, he has the other.
Yeah, for us, that's just a tradition we've always done.
Tradition is important during the holiday season. And decorating the tree with bright lights and colorful ornaments is one of the traditions that makes the holiday season special. The Sylvesters have lots of options for buying a tree. Hardware stores sell them, roadside lots pop up at this time of year, and artificial trees are increasingly popular. About 12 million reusable plastic trees sold last year, up from about 10 million in 2003. But that does not worry Snickers Gap owner Stephen Wolf.
Our business is as robust as it can possibly be. I don't see the artificial trees as currently a threat to what we're doing.
Even though real Christmas tree sales are declining, Cut Your Own Farms are doing fine. They are the most popular place to buy a tree, accounting for about a third of sales. But why would a family choose to spend time out in the cold, wandering through a grove of pines, pick a tree, chop it down, drag it through a snowy field to their car, and pay 2 or 3 times what it would cost to buy one at a hardware store or roadside lot?
It's fun.
Memories. Good times.
That's the real appeal of a Christmas tree farm, says Stephen Wolf.
See, my dad always said it was about the experience, not the tree.
The Sylvesters got to spend some time having fun together, outside in the fresh air. Wolf says these days, people don't do that enough.
Everyone's so involved with things that don't connect them anymore to nature and the earth anymore, and I think this is one thing that people enjoy doing, you know, as a way to do that and just a family experience.
And during the holiday season, that family experience is what makes the extra effort worthwhile and profitable. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Round Hill, Virginia.